business card, but that is not the title that I chose.
Then what's your title that you'd like to?
I'm just a manager. I'm just a manager like all of us.
All right, so Tres Gatos. And for those that don't speak Italian, haha. Can you Trent, is three cats?
It means three cats. A lot of people say tre gatos. In that case, it means very cats.
I would have, if you hadn't told me, I would have done that because I'm, you know. So were you one of the original three cats?
So there's no real reason for the name.
I do notice the whiskers. I want to compliment. So that maybe that's it.
I was grooming myself all morning getting ready for this. I'm one of the last original cats standing. Before we were Tres Gatos, we were a books and record store called Rhythm and Muse for about 10 years. And I came on board the last 2 years they were open. So okay. I was a gato before there was gatos.
Okay. And a cool cat.
Arigato, Mr. Lobato.
So this is not only a record store. This is also a restaurant, Spanish restaurant.
Yeah, so it's a Spanish tapas restaurant. It's a wine bar. It's a bookstore. And it's a music venue.
Wow.
We wear a lot of hats. Maybe too many hats.
And this is like the biggest, literally the biggest day of the year for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, so Record Store Day, which, you know, 10 years ago started kind of locally, like Bull Moose in Portland and Portsmouth, has grown into this international juggernaut. And I think it's safe to say for us and for most record stores that we all kind of rely on it to survive. Mm. And it is the busiest day of the year.
This is worldwide, right?
Yeah, so it's 12 countries, I want to say. And I know it's 1,300 stores in America.
Is that all?
Wow. Including, I think, 15 in Boston, maybe?
Wow.
Wow.
It's good to see, though.
Yeah, it's really
it is. It's good to still see that vinyl still out there.
All right, so let's tell everybody where they can find more about you. What's your URL for the store?
So you can go to tresgatosjp.com. The list of all the almost 500 special releases that are coming out for Record Store Day is on recordstoreday.com. I can't hold anything for anybody. I can't pre-sell anything for anybody. They're very strict about those rules. But if you see a record on there and you want to know how many we're getting, how early you're going to have to get in line if you want to get one, you can write me directly at store@tresgatosjp.
Okay, and if they come and they stand in line, what are you going to give them?
So our pastry chef, Allison West, who is a wizard, an alchemist, she's incredible, is making free, first of all, record-shaped cookies with a little hole in the middle and grooves in them.
Those are
amazing. Nice. Rice Krispie treats, brownies, blondies, coffee cake, and all of that is free for everybody who comes. Unlimited free coffee. After noon, there's not going to be a bartender, but if you want a glass of wine or a draft beer, me or one of the other employees can pour it for you. And also, we ordered the Record Store Day promo kit, so everybody who shows up is going to get tote bags, posters, pins, and the best of all, this little thing you can put in your window that says, in case of fire, save my vinyl.
And you know, we've forgotten to tell them the address. It's 470 Center Street in good old Jamaica Plain.
Which is right down the orange line from you guys. I know it seems like the other side of the world, but it didn't take me that long to get here. So.
And you're open at 9 a.m.
We're opening at 9 a.m. And if there's a record or multiple records and you're like, I just got to get them, I'd say get there a little bit early, get there at 8:30, maybe even at 8. But there will be people whose only job is to keep you comfortable in line. So,
very nice. All right, so there's a whole list of songs, tracks, rare releases, stuff like that. And they can find that on recordstoreday.com on your site.
Recordstoreday.com or on our site. And there's a big Facebook event that we have going that I've been posting new releases as they come out. Like, just in the last couple weeks. Like, I have the list in front of me, but it doesn't include... Jack White just announced something. His record, his label Third Man, is also putting out the first Bob Seger System single from 1968.
Whoa. And a lot of this stuff is on like vinyl that's never, or like colored vinyl or whatever.
It's either never been on vinyl before, it hasn't been on vinyl since the first time it came out, which is, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's coming out on vinyl later in the year, but they let indie stores like me carry it before Amazon or online retailers. It's picture discs, it's scented vinyl.
you mentioned scented? One to me.
Scratch and sniff.
We're going to be playing a Peter Tosh that you said was scratch and sniff.
Yeah, there's a Peter Tosh.
He told me that.
I'll give you five guesses what it smells like.
I don't know.
Sounds perfect.
Sorry, it smells like this microphone now. Well, I'm not implying anything. Nothing. Come on. No.
I ain't shaking your hand. I know that.
All right, so you've chosen 10 tracks. And these 10 tracks are all representative kind of what's going to be available?
Yeah, so these are all 10 tracks of stuff that has been previously released. So, you know, we're not mm-hmm. breaking the rules. Most of it's available on the internet. There's a lot of stuff that's coming out on Record Store Day that has not been released before. I know there's new music coming out from War on Drugs, Animal Collective, Head in the Heart, Lumineers. But everything we're going to play today is stuff that you can already find, but it either has never been on vinyl or it hasn't been on vinyl since it was originally released.
Okay, and just before, we've got 10 songs, so I'll do two sets of five. And before I start, just because I really don't know, should people expect that these are specially priced, or are they, because of their nature of being rare and stuff, are they expensive? What should people expect?
So some of these are going to be on 7 inches that cost, you know, $6, $7, $8. I think we're opening with Springsteen, right?
Yeah.
The Springsteen is from a 4-LP box set that comes with a coffee table book. That one's around $80. So the price range varies wildly, and on the website, the prices aren't listed. So if you're curious about a price, that's another opportunity to either write or call Tres Gatos.
Store at
tresgatosjp.com.
Okay, we mentioned we're going to start with Springsteen. We'll play these first five songs, come back and talk about them, and all that kind of stuff.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we're WMFO in Medford.
Breaking all the storm. got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good in the Levi. We love baby, we love daddy, we love me. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go swimming in the sea. We're always happy, lies for living in this our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da dee da da da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da dee dee da da da. When the weather is hot, we can just ride up and touch the sky. When the weather
from my kingdom. Took a break from the war. Took time off from my kingdom. Raise up my creatures. Diamonds from space. Pure facets and features.
Last drag from your lips, making you think I couldn't was to let baby kiss some of those.
WMFO in Medford, it is. How you doing? It's Mike on the mic, 10:26 in the a.m. on Saturday. Tax day. It's tax day, everybody.
Ugh.
Everybody happy about that?
No.
No? Really? Why not?
Tax-a-chusets.
Why, isn't everybody happy about that?
No.
All right, so that was the first five songs that we did of 10 that Phil, you brought in. That was really bad grammar. But let me tell you what I played. And these were great. Started off with Springsteen from 1975's London performance at the Hammersmith Odeon. That was She's the One. That was one of the best performances I've ever heard of that track.
It's my favorite version of that track, for sure.
And you're a Springsteen fanatic.
Yes, I am.
Self-admitted.
I am. It's a very biased opinion. Even his bad stuff I love.
All right, yeah. Hey, Rarities, the double shot years, brought us Count Five's Psychotic Reaction. It was a Rarities version.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that before.
No, me either.
That's pretty cool.
But
that's
ever
really
since
good.
I read Lester Bang's Psychotic Reactions and Carburetor Dung, that's the first time that I ever heard of that song. But yeah, that song will wake you up in the morning.
It was really good. And of course, the good old Flamin' Groovies, 1976, Shake Some Action from the album of the same name. What can you say about that? It's just one of those pop songs that everybody knows and everybody likes.
Yep.
That was great. Mungo Jerry, remastered version of In the Summertime.
Classic.
Looking ahead in the springtime
classic.
Here, but that's cool. And Spoon, a brand new record called, I forget what it's called because I didn't put it here.
It's called Hot Thoughts.
Hot Thoughts. All right, from this record. That's the title track then from there. Yeah, and that's everywhere. So just quickly, why are we playing all these tracks again?
All of these are going to be released in some form on Record Store Day. The Flaming Groovies and Mungo Jerry are going to be 7 inches. Hot Thoughts is coming out as a, I know, there's no way. It's even better when you say 10 inches.
Yeah.
Because they're rarer and it's longer. It's bigger.
Yeah.
Hot Thoughts is coming out as a single with a remix version by Dave Zatek from TV on the Radio and an Elvis cover thrown in at the end. The Springsteen thing's coming out as a box set. There's all sorts of stuff. And like, we don't have any time at all, I know, but just like really quick looking at the list. I mean, Bowie, Prince, The Cure, Miley Cyrus, The Lumineers, War on Drugs, like I said.
All kinds of great stuff.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. The list this year is out of control. It's always good, but this is the best it's ever been.
All right. So we're going to go with another five-song set, but I have to play a PSA anyway. And just to sort of give you a hint about what the first song is, we'll talk about this in a second.
Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there.
All right, so of course that was our president Donald Trump. No, that was that was actually Willie Nelson, and we had a reason for playing that for a PSA because the next five song set starts off with something by our friend Peter Tosh and Legalize It. But
he didn't smoke, did he?
I'm not sure, but this one's a special release, right? Tell us about this.
So this one is red, yellow, and green vinyl, and it's scented, and it doesn't specifically say what it's scented as.
I can't imagine.
I'm thinking frankincense, maybe.
Maybe.
Myrrh, patchouli.
All right, let's go right into this and turn up your nostrils to figure out what this smells like. It's WMFO right here in Medford.
Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise it. Some call it tamty. Legalize
that never ends. I've been chasing heartache in a city and a friend. I've been with you so long, even seen you lose it, but who cares? Does it take you a long
baby. You know you're looking good, you know you're looking good, you know you're looking good. Soul sister, 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 woo-hoo. You're looking good, honey.
Thank you, brother.
Boots on, little girl.
Girl, you're the best in the world.
It sure would be nice, honey, if I could just make you my girl. And when you walk, you know you let me know that you're so very much together, together,
together, together.
You know you make me feel lighter than a feather. I've never known it, but I've always wanted the best in life. And if I had you, honey, I know that I could forget about the rest in life. Bush on your head, baby. You know you're looking good, you know you're looking good, you know you're looking good. Soul sister, 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 sister. Ooh. And hey, you. Hey, you with the bad hip boots on, little girl, girl.
You're the baddest in the world.
It sure would be nice, honey, honey, if I could just make you my girl.
Was that the end of it all? I guess it was. I was like enjoying it too much.
Awesome.
All right.
It's a groove.
Yeah, it's WMFO. It's almost 10 of 11 a.m. And 11 a.m. is going to be something about the women. I'm Mike on the mic, and I'm here with Phil and Chris.
Good morning.
And, you got to talk on one of those
good
things.
Good morning.
And quote unquote Ian and quote unquote Andrew.
Ooh,
how
hello
you guys
there.
Doing?
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. So those last things we played were Peter Tosh, Legalize It. Yes. Blondie, yes. From the new one, from the new one, Long Time. Harry Nilsson, the great Harry Nilsson from the Essential Nilsson.
Is everyone talking?
No.
No one was talking.
About
Harry
what?
Nilsson.
Everybody's talking.
Was
took
talking.
Me a second. Harry Nilsson is. I was just saying that there's such he's a genre breaker.
Yeah,
that guy.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, I was jumping in the fire. Prince from Ultimate. I could never take the place of your man. And Alan Toussaint, is it?
Yeah, Toussaint.
Tomato, tomato.
It's a great song, and I'm glad I brought it. I have no idea how to pronounce the man's name. No.
Who does?
It doesn't matter. Just listen to it.
2005 is the complete Warner recordings. That was Soul Sister. So, again, this is all because of Record Store Day, which is happening next Saturday, 9 a.m., Tres Gatos. Phil, tell us a bit about that again before we sort of play a couple more songs.
We go disproportionately all out for a smaller record store. We order everything that's on the list of special releases. We close down the restaurant and use the entire space and just kind of cover it in vinyl all over the place. There'll be free food, free pastries. There'll be free coffee, not free beer, but beer will be available afternoon.
Can't do that.
And in addition to the Record Store Day stuff, there's going to be sales on turntables, on hardcover books, on used vinyl. So it's a lot of fun. It's family friendly. It's Earth Day. It's the March for Science Day. So we're opening up early at 9 a.m. So come out. Either come out, shop, drop it off at your house, go march, and then come back and listen right. to your new records and right. boogie. Or go march and then celebrate, but coming in, getting a beer, a cup of coffee, and hanging out with other music geeks. That's the best part.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds like heaven.
Yep. It's Tres Gatos at 470 Center Street in Jamaica Plain. Open at 9. If you really want to get something that you see on the list at recordstoreday.com, go a little bit early. You'll get some free coffee, some free pastries. What else do you need?
Exactly. Well, it's heaven,
you gotta
right?
do it.
You got the tunes, too, to go with it.
I know. I know it. All right, so 10:51 in the morning, just about 10:52. You brought three requests, Phil, and we're going to play some of those. There's three of them. We'll play two, then come back and say goodbye just before Something About the Women comes in. And the first one you wanted to hear was by the great Sturgill Simpson from A Sailor's Guide to Earth CD.
My favorite record from last year. And if you haven't heard it, excellent. Pick it up. It's
this
perfect.
Is such a good song. All right, it's Sturgill Simpson here and All Around You at WMFO.
When the sun won't shine, when it seems like the whole world is against you, don't be afraid. Life is unkind. You can let go of the pain if you choose to. As time slips away, all around you. There will be nights and go on forever like you're alone, lost to sea, never to be found. Just knowing your heart that we're always together, and long after I'm gone, still be around. 'Cause our bond is eternal, so is love. You the way.
I'm so sick of filling the but you hold my breath, you hold my breath, you hold it. Hold my breath, I hold my breath, I hold it. I've known for a long time, I'm not getting what I want out of people. It took me a long time to figure out I don't know what I want. That's why.
WMFO in Medford. How you doing? Mike on the mic just before 11 a.m. I want to thank it. Well, first of all, we ended that last set with Sturgill Simpson. What a great track. The CD is The Sailor's Guide to Earth, that was All Around You. And then the great Car Seat Headrest from 2016, just last year, Teens of Denial CD, that was fill in the blank. What a great track. Thank you, Phil Wilcox.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And everybody go over to Record Store Day at Tres Gatos and JP. What's the URL there again?
So it's Tres Gatos, JP.com. And again, if you have any questions, concerns, whatever, store at TresGatosJP. You'll get me directly.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thank you. Chris Johnson from Marshkin Radio, thank you for showing
up. Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Really happy to have you. And Ian.
Who is that?
Ian James, ianjamesmusic.com.
There you go.
Send all.